Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the Rick Saratellas, the people of Bustlem, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We've got a huge holiday week of NFL football, college football, and the countdown to bowl season is on. College football playoffs, offseason movement going on in the CFL already. The NFL draft rapidly approaching, and clubs are jockeying for position right now, as Rick Saratella steps up and in, the founder of the NFL Draft Bible, allaccessfootball.com, a scout with the Edmonton Elks. Rick, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, how you doing, Gabriel Morenci? Great to be here. Thanksgiving week, we're grateful for the sports rage, and I love this time of year. You know, I always appreciated the John Madden handing out the big old turkey legs at the end of each game. Definitely missed that tradition, but hey, we are 149 days away from the NFL draft. That's what Thanksgiving signifies.
I guess it's fitting that the New York Giants are playing on Turkey Day, because they played like turkeys this year. they've played like turkeys this year. But that's another story. But you know what? I wanted to sort of start off on this, you know, with the NFL draft. And the Giants right now are sitting with the second pick in the NFL draft. But there are so many bad teams this year in the NFL, Rick. Like, normally, you know what I mean? If you only have 3 wins at this time of the year, you're like, man, we're in line for like a top 3 pick here. We're in line for a top 5 pick. You got teams that are really bad with like 3 wins, and they're going to get the 8th pick this year because there's so many other bad teams.
It has been a little bit different in terms of we're so used to parity. And this season, there's really, you can count on one hand, some really dominant teams. And, you know, a third of the league is just bottom barrel. And you got a bunch of just non-factor teams after that aren't relevant. And it's a weird season that way. Thanksgiving, you know, we don't have many contests. The Green Bay, Miami's playing well. Green Bay's playing well, so we don't have many games there. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting thing with the draft, especially up top, because when you're picking up top at the draft, you look at what all these teams need, the common denominator, a quarterback. You look around the college football landscape, they've got to be a little bit queasy now, because Carson Beck's not playing too well. Jalen Milroe isn't playing too well. I'm starting to think that these guys might return back to school. And really, like, after Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, you want to throw Quinn Ewers in the mix, sure. I don't know how many first-round lock quarterbacks we're going to see this year.
I was thinking the exact same thing, Rick. There's a lot of teams that are going to be in the market or could use a new quarterback, but it's just not a very deep draft this year. Now, time will tell. Maybe there's a sleeper or two along the way. And then you get the Jacksonville Jaguars that would have the number one pick right now. They have Trevor Lawrence, and I'm not really sure that Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, the teams are going to be trading up for them, right? Shedeur Sanders is going to try to call his own shots, obviously, and jockey to go where he wants to go once the final draft position is in place. Cam Ward's good, but I don't think teams are going to be saying, oh, my God, we need to trade up from 9 to 2 or whatever to get Cam Ward. So it's going to be interesting to see the offseason quarterback carousel. And I guess where I'm going with this, look at a player like Bryce Young, right? Bryce Young has played well since he's come back. Since Bryce Young was sat down and he's come back, he's played well. They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, but you could argue he played his best game as a starter. And he's actually strung together a bunch of nice enough games that you could say, you know what, we can't really give up on this guy right now.
Well, especially you talk about who's available. It's a supply and demand. Now, I tend to differ with you a little bit because when there's only one or two quarterbacks to get, well, you know, now there's a limited supply and there's a lot of teams that need them. So somebody may want to try to trade up and leapfrog because what's the alternative? You want to go pay Jameis Winston $20, $30 million a year? You want to go bring in Joe Flacco?
Danny Jones? Like,
who's going to be the alternative, you know?
You know what's Daniel crazy, Jones, actually? You know what's crazy? Yeah. Daniel Jones is actually not going to be in a crazy bad spot, as insane as it sounds. Because of the thin class, there's not that many QBs to go around, and then suddenly it's sort of like as it gets later at the bar, everybody starts to look better, Rick, and then suddenly it's going to be like, you know what, Daniel Jones isn't that bad. You know what I mean? Let's just sign him and hope for the best.
Well, you know, that's saying a lot, Gabe. I don't know. He's turned down the Raiders where he could go in and start. You know,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to sit back and he's not going to be Mr. Desperate, bro. He can sit back and let the chips fall where they may. Somebody's going to go after him and hope that he's like the next Baker Mayfield.
The best thing, if I'm Daniels Jones' agent right now, I would advise him to sign with the 49ers immediately because we don't know the status of Brock Purdy. If he can get injected into a playoff mix or catch fire and all that talent around him, if that team gets healthy, he can put himself in a good situation. If he signs a one-year deal the rest of the season and then goes back into the free agent market, maybe he can recapture some value. But I got to be honest, right now, I mean, you couldn't pay me to take Daniel Jones.
And if I'm the Raiders, I stay far away from this. And I'm not saying I would do it, Rick, but NFL GMs do a lot of things that you and I wouldn't do, right?
Yeah, well, they got Desmond Ritter right now, right?
The Raiders, listen, the Raiders need to, if there's any teams the most, we just talked about Bryce Young, and you could debate whether how good he is. Doesn't have a lot of weapons around him. And then you compare, all right, is he better than what's coming in right now? But there's no dispute of it. The Giants need a quarterback, right? The Giants need a quarterback moving forward. They need to save face with the organization. You and I talked about Belichick sort of being the quick fix to bring at least, you know, credibility. You know, it's funny, though, with Belichick, I don't really know. Like, it'll make their old fans happy and stuff, but, like, will it help them win football games? The Giants are just such a mess right now. So are the Jets, but the Giants are such a mess. Reports are Mara is really upset about the public perception that people are laughing at them.
Well, we are. And
have been for a while now, actually.
Like, now, here's the deal. If you bring back Bill Belichick, then you're just admitting that firing Tom Coughlin was a mistake. So I don't think they can go that route and go back in time. This is an organization that needs to move on and move forward.
Keep Brian Daboll. They can't keep Brian Daboll. And the whole thing it's funny. Not. I saw someone, it was Rex Ryan, and Rex Ryan said, Brian Daboll's not the problem. They got to get rid of Joe Shane. Dude, but Joe Shane and Rex Ryan, Rex Ryan should know, Joe Shane and Daboll are joined at the hip. And it's not like it's a GM, because basically Ryan was saying, well, it's not Daboll's fault the decisions that are made. Yeah, he's in the room on these decisions. It's not like it's a GM telling the coach relationship. They both came together. They're buddies. They've made the decisions together.
The problem is we're like Back to the Future stuck in 1984 with Marty McFly with the jersey. We got Bill Belichick, Rex Ryan. Now the Jets
Eric Mangini.
Now the Jets want to hire Mike Tannenbaum to hire the next GM. Let's hire the guy we fired to go find the next GM. I mean,
that we never won with either. You know, this is some strange ass stuff. And that's just sort of, you know, it's like going back to the ex-wife all the time. Right, you can't move on. You're like, well, I got a couple exes. I still kind of get along with one of them. Maybe, you know, they're just spinning their wheels. And that's why I don't have a lot of confidence that they'll make the right decisions moving forward as we're kicking it with Rick Saratella. But the Raiders are another one. So as you mentioned, now it's down to, you know, whatever, dude. Like this Minshew, O'Connell. Now you got Desmond Ridder. It needs to come to an end. And it will. Now that Tom Brady's there, the big word is obviously...
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Mike Vrabel is the front runner for this job. And then we'll see what they do with the quarterback position.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The same thing in Arizona. Arizona had, like, really fast and hot starts. They were lighting it up. And then in the second half of the season, they would tail off, and the offensive numbers would and the production would go way down. And now we see the same thing again. And, you know, I noticed this, and I was reading some stuff about Kingsbury and about how his offenses have hit the wall in the past. And then Greg Olsen brought it up during the broadcast and had the same type of point. And he said, you know, this happened in Arizona. And he said, you know, basically said that Kingsbury needs a 2.0 version of the offense. You can't just run the same plays that work. That's what makes the Chiefs so good. Right, they'll run plays in September, but now they got a new package in October, right? And they'll mix it up. It's not always the same thing all the time. And now it's not just Cliff Kingsbury's play calling, obviously. Jayden Daniels hitting a little bit of a wall. And now suddenly Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos are killing it. And Jayden Daniels went from like a 12-1 favorite to win Rookie of the Year. Basically, now it's a pickup, Rick, between him and Bo Nix.
Well, you know, it's why they play the games, Gabe. There's a third of the season left remaining. You know, you mentioned Greg Olsen's comments about Cliff Kingsbury. It's interesting. I'm going to go back and look into that myself. But I'm curious to know if Greg Olsen is aware of that. I'm just curious. You think Cliff Kingsbury might be aware of that? I mean, he's not a slub out here. So I think Kingsbury's going to have to adapt and adjust like any other good coach. But Jayden Daniels, let's be honest, he changed the whole image of that franchise, whereas – you know, Denver's hitting their stride. I'm not sure they make the playoffs. But if you look at the offense, it's not dynamic at all. Bo Nix is dinking and dunking. He's a short to intermediate type of passer, where Jayden Daniels is electrifying. He's going to be the face of the NFL for years to come, this guy, if he stays healthy. He's changed the whole image of Washington. They're actually contenders. Like you could stack up the Commanders and say they could beat some of these competitive teams, and they have, as a matter of fact. And I think the Commanders still have a chance to win that division. I'm not going to say the same thing about the Denver Broncos, but it depends on what you value. Do you value skill set? Do you value stats? If you value stats, then maybe you favor Bo Nix. If you just value just what, like the MVP, is it the most valuable guy? Is it the most statistical guy? Is it based on winning? I mean, I think you got to see where these teams finish. You got to see where the stats finish. You got to see if these guys stay healthy.
Bo Nix is putting stats up now. Before it was like dink and dunk. You're not winning because of Bo Nix. And he struggled early, but he's starting to get it quickly. Like it's clicking. For him right now. But we're talking about a guy that played like 57 college football games, right? So he is an experienced player.
Too. Well, I think coaching, Sean Payton, I think Bo Nix has the advantage there, because I do think Sean Payton is one of the best coaches, one of the best offensive minds, and you put those two together, the experience, the knowledge, the wisdom, now you're starting to see that come to fruition.
And something has come to fruition too, and this is why it's not just about winning football games if you're a rookie, right? And, you know, you got to look at the big picture of things. And you look at Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is playing great football right now. Like, especially the last couple of games, since they made the offensive coordinator change. So I think if that's a sign to the Bears, we need to make a full coaching change here to take the next step with this. But just the throws that he's making, the poise in the pocket, the decisions – it's next level stuff, but he's on the Chicago Bears. And since, they're not winning, people, it's somehow been a failure with Caleb. And, you know, remember it used to take you get 3, 4, 5 years to judge a quarterback. Now it's like you got 3 weeks. It's like you got 3 months. You're sort of lucky, unless you're Daniel Jones and you got the extended, you got the extended invitation. So Rick Saratella with us. So the updated odds, we like to keep people up to date with the odds on a weekly basis. Oh, just quickly, what do you think about this one, Rick? Saquon Barkley, offensive rookie of the year. He's now -300, but Saquon, now the debate, and his name is coming up for most valuable player. You buy or sell Saquon Barkley is the most valuable player in the National Football League this year.
Well, I can smell what you're cooking, and I might be buying by the end of the season, because if you take a look at the quarterbacks, you're not getting like a dominant quarterback season. The Eagles now are getting hot at the right time. They're gaining momentum. They're stringing some wins together. And if the Eagles finish with the best record in the NFC and clinch the home seed, it's going to be because of Saquon Barkley. And again, you talk about the stability he's brought in that Eagles backfield. It hasn't been Jalen Hurts guiding that offense. It's been all Saquon.
No, Barkley is legitimately single-handedly won like half their games for them this year. It's not an exaggeration. Like he really has. So as far as the updated numbers, listen, I think that Josh Allen is the rightful front runner right now. And Josh Allen is +150. Lamar Jackson is +250. Saquon Barkley right now is 5-1 to be the NFL MVP. Shedeur Sanders is +180 to be the top pick in the NFL draft, which is interesting because the Jags have the top pick right now. And they, of course, already have a quarterback. Before we get Rick out of here, speaking of quarterbacks, we only got about a minute here, but the offseason shuffle has begun in the CFL. Vernon Adams, now a member of the Calgary Stampeders. They got themselves a nice 1-2 punch here with Vernon Adams and PJ Walker now.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to your show the other day. You hit the nail on the head with that one. And Calgary, PJ Walker, Vernon Adams, I think, you know, the big kind of adjustment period in the CFL, like a PJ Walker, you come up north. Traditionally, the thought process is it takes 3 years to adapt to the game, the speed, the rules, the motion, the little intricacies of the Canadian Football League. And so you got a guy now on the come up in PJ Walker that can learn.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
From somebody who's had success already at a very high level, and Vernon Adams, I mean, I think Calgary has really set themselves up for success here.
No, they have. It's a good point. And Walker's a guy that's been in different leagues and thrived in every league that he's been in. And he's in a nice situation here. It's a long season in the CFL. You need multiple quarterbacks. And now they've got a solid 1-2 combination. And I tell you, watching some of the bad NFL games over the weekend, it really made me miss the CFL playoffs and the Grey Cup. We'll speak to Rick next week. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Moretzky. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. The Twisted Tuesday continues. Thanks to our man, Rick Saratella, for stepping up and in. Great time hanging out with Rick. Grey Cup weekend. We look forward to seeing him again down the road. And we had big CFL news earlier in the day today with Vernon Adams being acquired by the Calgary Stampeders. McInnes is hardcore and said, let's jump in at 30-1 to win the Grey Cup. And I couldn't disagree. It's one of those, put $100 on it, forget about it, put it under the pillow, and whatever, man. Next November, if the Calgary Stampeders make the playoffs, we've got a puncher's chance at 30-1. But Vernon Adams signing with the Calgary Stampeders today is not the big news of the day in the sports world. The Major League Baseball hot stove has officially heated up for real. No more rumors. We have our first blockbuster signing of the Major League Baseball off season, and the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers strike first and strike a 5-year deal with left-hander Blake Snell, a 2-time Cy Young Award winner, 5 years, $182 million, and the Dodgers rotation is coming together. I don't know whether this means that the Dodgers aren't locked in, that they're going to get Sasaki. I think that they still will get Sasaki, the Japanese phenom. And the thing is with the Japanese pitchers, they need 5 days off. They don't, like Yamamoto doesn't pitch. He needs the extra day. Japanese-style pitchers, they're not used to pitching on 4 days rest in a five-man rotation. And the Dodgers have already stated that they're probably going to go with a six-man rotation this year. They're not the only team. It's kind of a new world where pitchers throw the ball so hard. Not to mention you've got Ohtani going to be in the Dodgers rotation as well. They don't want to be rolling out Yamamoto, Ohtani, and these guys every 4 days. They prefer to sort of stretch it out, and then they can pick their spots. And as we see, the Dodgers, you know, they weren't lucky to win the World Series, but the Dodgers, like, were pitching bullpen. Like, they had bullpen games going, right? So you could tell that their motto now, let's freaking stack up on stud pitchers. But monster signing for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Dodgers were in talks with Corbin Burnes, and they were also in talks with Max Fried. Our boy Pete in Toronto sends in a tweet right now and says, welcome to Toronto, Max Fried, which I think he's probably right, actually. The Blue Jays have a ton of money to spend, and they've been told by management, don't come back empty-handed. You know, they've been sent to the mall with a stack of cash, and they better come back with something. So look for the Blue Jays to sort of, I think the Blue Jays will strike quickly now and try to bring in Max Fried. I do agree with that take. So we've got Loud Esmond going to join us in a couple of minutes. For the record, I took the over 237.5 in Phoenix and Los Angeles. This game is a track meet. Cam, any late night bets for you right now?
Yeah, I was thinking, going to ask your opinion. I was thinking about taking Seattle in one of the games off the radar. The University of Seattle Redhawks are playing the Furman Paladins in a late basketball game. Usually ride with Seattle. Seattle U have been good to us in the past. I don't know exactly what your opinion on that game is, just for some late night action. The basketball board's been good, Gabe. I've hit it all, but good call by you on Kansas. I was on Duke. I can't lie. I thought Duke would win that game, but everything else, Alabama over, and I hit Colorado earlier today against UConn, who's UConn's lost two games, but I was going to ask your opinion on Seattle Furman.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a train wreck game. I'm not overly interested in it. I looked at it. I'm on Rutgers right now, money line to beat Notre Dame. And we're on Auburn minus the 3.5 and the over against North Carolina coming up a little bit later on. Seattle and Furman, the game is in Seattle. They've struggled so far to start this season, Seattle. I actually lean Furman. I wanted to take Seattle. I looked at them like, well, I'm getting Seattle on their home court and a pick 'em. So I thought about it, but I think Furman are probably actually a better basketball team than they are. So then you're getting into, does the home court really matter all that much? And I'm not really sure it does, Cam. Like, there's not too many people that go to these games. So, you know, I lean Furman. If I had to bet that game, I would take Furman personally.
Yeah, I've made a decision. I'm with you on Auburn. I like this Auburn Tiger team a lot against North Carolina. I'm going to ride with the Tigers with you. I like them against UNC.
All right, I had a couple of things I wanted to get to, actually. I wanted to get to this with McInnes, but we're already up against it. We got Loud Esmond joining us on the other side. Although, you know what? We'll save the PWHL jersey for down the road. But we've got to get the reindeer tweet in. We'll get a best of X and Loud Esmond rolling. It is Christmas coming, so it's reindeer season.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pitch, the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. We have some late night basketball going on. 74-70 for the Phoenix Suns. 7 minutes left in the third quarter of play. We jumped in on the in-game over 237.5. It's 237.5 right now. Lakers are currently getting 4.5. Lakers, of course, are 9-0 all time in NBA Cup games. And this is an NBA Cup game. This evening, college basketball, there's a bunch of games going on right now. A lot of one-sided or not very big-time teams. Although Cal Baptist are giving SMU all they can handle. SMU are up 75-73 on Cal Baptist late, but Eastern Michigan, Northern Arizona, I don't even think relatives of the players of those teams are watching the game right now. I don't know if you can watch that game. I don't know if there's cameras in the building. UCLA are smoking Southern Utah 63-24 right now. San Jose State, UNC Greensboro, it's that type of night. But Rutgers and Notre Dame are playing right now. And I'm on Rutgers' money line in this game. It's 9-8 Rutgers early. And you got Auburn and North Carolina coming up. Before we bring Loud Esmond in here, we do got to get a couple of best of X things. We'll get back to the PWHL as the season's starting on Saturday, but here's some holiday spirit for everybody. So Sydney Thomas became a viral sensation as she was one of the ring girls at the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, I would say fight, but event. The undercard was great. But nevertheless, so like literally like millions of people, like it blew up, and anybody that watched the broadcast knows, like, the cameraman weren't playing around, actually. Like, they were focusing right in on all the ring girl assets, so to speak, as the great Jerry the King Lawler calls them, puppies. Look at the puppies. the great Jerry the King Lawler. Look at the puppies. Look at the puppies, JR. Oh my God. So she's in Vegas. She lives in Vegas. She went to the Raider game this week. But check out her tweet here. I don't know if it's a slip up or she's not really sure of the name of the team. If you can get it up again. Here, let's roll it up. Can you guys get it up one more time here, please? There we go. Having a great time in Las Vegas at the Reindeers game.
Amazing. That's fantastic.
Reindeers.
Yeah, I like that.
So, go. Well, I got to tell you, actually, the Raiders kind of play like reindeers. They're pretty bad. They're soft.
That's like true.
And the Reindeers actually is another name, actually, that doesn't suck. Like Richmond Reindeers. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of really bad... There's a lot of bad animals that are mascots, and I've always wondered, and I've wondered this one for years, too. Maybe I got to do it myself, but same thing with the Pigeons. Yeah. There's not one team anywhere named the Pigeons. There should be a team like named the Pigeons somewhere.
Pigeons are resilient. They're very
tough as hell.
Yeah,
they're mean looking. You have a tough-ass pigeon. Relentless. Yeah. Pigeons are relentless.
Yeah, they're not afraid of anything. They laugh at humans.
Come on, there should be a minor league team called the something Pigeons out there. But reindeers isn't bad. Let's go reindeers. Let's go reindeers. That's going to go viral as well. All right, so Phoenix are going on a little run right now. It's 83-72. In-game total still 237.5. Let's bring in Loud Esmond. Talk some football. Maybe he's betting some of this college basketball. But let's talk some NFL football, college football, and more. Good to have you back, Loud. I know you've been on the road for a couple of weeks. Loud Esmond, what's going on, Loud? How you doing tonight?
Well, I think it would have to be like the Brooklyn Fighting Pigeons is what you'd be looking
That's a good one.
Like that.
Great. Yeah, I like that. Very good. Very good.
We've got some Black Friday NFL football. There's a single Black Friday NFL game. I'm sort of skipping over the Thanksgiving games because I figured a lot of people have been looking at those and talking about them. Of course, the Raiders, the Reindeers. Look at the puppies. Starting QB Gardner Minshew is going to be out. He's out for the season. He's got a broken collarbone. So they're turning back to Aiden O'Connell. O'Connell made, 10 starts his rookie season, including the Christmas Day win, big surprise, over the Chiefs last season in the snow. But he was terrible in that game. He was not the reason why they won. He completed less than 50% of his passes for 62 yards. The Raiders won that game mainly because they got two defensive scores back-to-back in a few seconds, and the chances of that happening again are about nothing. But the Raiders are getting two touchdowns. The total is pretty low at 42.5. The Chiefs have averaged 22.3 points per game in their last three. That's regressed a little from their season total, which is around 24.5. But again, the Raiders are one of the worst offenses in the league. They score an anemic 18 points per game. In the first meeting this year in Vegas, the total was Chiefs 27, Raiders 20 at the end of the day. Now, with O'Connell starting earlier this year, they lost 32-13 to Pittsburgh and 34-18 to Denver in the two games he started. The Chiefs' defense, as everybody knows, is pretty good, giving up 19 points per game. It's in the top 10. The Raiders have one of the worst defenses in the league, and they give up 28 points per game. I think the Chiefs are going to remember that Christmas Day loss from last year. Also, Max Crosby has started something of a rivalry. Well, you can't really call it a rivalry when the other team beats you every time, almost. But he's been a thorn in the side of Mahomes. I think the Chiefs are going to be coming out steaming for this one. I don't see him putting up less points than Denver or Pittsburgh did on the Raiders with O'Connell starting because the Raiders just aren't going to have the ball very long. But the Chiefs are going to have their tackles deal with help their tackles deal with Max Crosby. I think the Raiders get 17 points here. I like the Chiefs to cover, scoring maybe 31-34 points, but I think the best play here is that total of 42.5 looks low to me. So I'm on the over in this game.
Really like where you're going with that, Loud. An extremely low total. in this game. And don't forget, too, the Raiders, this is a big rivalry game. Like, it always has been. Throw up the records. And the Raiders talk a lot of smack. You talk about Crosby, but don't forget about the dude at the beginning of the year with the doll mocking Patrick Mahomes. And they asked Mahomes, what does he think about it? He goes, I handle this stuff on the field. And they won't let up, not to mention they had their Christmas ruined last year. Like, and they even admit it. They said, yeah, it ruined our Christmas going home after losing to the Raiders. They're not going to want to blow their Thanksgiving weekend here. And, guys, I like where Loud's going with this, talking about the Raiders. The Raiders will be able to score a bit. O'Connell will move the ball a bit. They'll put a, you know what I mean, like you said, 10, 13. If they can get to 17, that'd be pretty good. But the Chiefs have really scored a lot on these guys. Like Loud said, they beat them 27-20 earlier this year. You had the Christmas Day game last year where the Raiders upset them 20-14. Before that, though, guys, you know, the Chiefs scored 31, 31, 30, 48, 41, 35, 32, 40. You know, you get where we're going with this. You see the pattern here, Cam and Loud. You see, Loud, Andy Reid doesn't take the pedal off the metal off when he plays the Raiders. Right? They're going to score. The thing is, the Chiefs, they're just one of those teams. They don't cover point spreads, Cam. Right? Yeah. And I don't trust the Raiders in this game to take the points, but I'm also, I don't trust the Chiefs. I love where Loud is going with the total in this game to the over.
Couldn't agree more. And usually, Gabe, you know me, I never lay double-digit favorites. I like the Chiefs to cover, but I like the over more in this game as well. So we're reading each other's mail. I think Kansas City remembers a lot of things. I think they beat them down and score like 31-34 themselves.
All right, we'll get Loud Esmond. Of course, me and Loud hooked up in Seattle a couple of weeks ago. And the Seattle Seahawks have won two football games in a row. They're now in first place. They need to keep this thing going, and they're going to the East Coast right now to take on a New York Jet football team that's in the midst of always a ton of drama and controversy, but it continues right now. Aaron Rodgers sort of understands that he's getting pushed out the door there.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Won't be there next year. We'll hit this game and more on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The Phoenix Suns are starting to pull away on the Lakers right now. They've gone on a run here in the third quarter of play. They've outscored them 29-14. 2.5 left in the third quarter of play. College basketball. Notre Dame are up 16-12 on Rutgers now, midway through the first half of play. And Auburn and North Carolina have started. And Auburn off to a hot start here. Auburn are up 12-4 on the Tar Heels. Now laying 8.5 in-game total, 169.5. It closed at 167. Cam actually loud asked about the Furman-Seattle game, some hardcore degenerate action tonight. I said, you know what, if I had to bet the game, I would take Furman, personally. But what about the Seattle Seahawks? What do you think, Loud? Will the Seahawks keep it going on the road? They beat San Francisco on the road. They go back home. They finally win a home game in which the crowd was engaged. They, you know, the defense is really stepping up for the Seahawks. Leonard Williams is freaking balling. That defensive line is healthier, and they're creating havoc. That's why they're winning games right now. And even though the Jets blow, they're always either small favorites or a pick 'em. What do you think, Loud, about the Seahawks and Jets game? Have we lost Loud? Evidently, we don't. Cam, what's your pick for the Seahawks and Jet game?
I'm going to take the Seahawks, Gabe. And the thing is, you take a look at their trips out east. They beat the Atlanta Falcons out east, Mateus's team, and they also, they play well. Everyone thinks that the home was a problem for the Seahawks, home of the 12th man, and they finally get it together. You talked about it, Gabe. Like, I'm not afraid of these guys going country to country. They beat the Patriots earlier on in the year. I know it's just the Patriots, but they still took care of their business. And the thing about Seattle, you talk about it. Kobe Bryant, the defensive line. The only issue I have, Gabe, is their offensive line gets really banged up. That's the whole thing. And Geno's running a lot more, and he's doing a really good job. But you're asking Seattle to beat the Jets by like 2 or 3 points, and I think they're a much better team. And they understand Arizona's still there, Rams still there, 49ers got problems, Bills play them this week. If Seattle can get another win under their belt, it'll be huge. Seahawks, please.
Well, to me, it's about the matchups. Yeah, it's about, and there we got Loud Esmond back. It's about the matchups. At big time revenge spot. You got a big time revenge spot for Geno Smith going back to take on the Jets here. The thing is with Geno, the guy has more interceptions. He leads the league in interceptions, right? So he plays well. He's doing a lot of good things, but there's still a couple of times a game. But, Lau, what do you think about this against the Jets? If the Seahawks limit their mistakes, right, it's going to be a close game either way. But, Aaron Rodgers knows that they don't want him back right now next year. It's kind of a weird situation going into this football game, but should be a slugfest, low-scoring game. Do you trust Geno and the Seahawks offense to get it done on the road?
Look, the Seahawks have something to play for. You're looking at a possibility where the Seahawks or the Arizona Cardinals are right now the favorites to win the NFC West, and I would trust the Seahawks to do that more than the Cardinals. I don't like what I'm seeing out of either the Rams or the 49ers in the past couple of weeks. It looks like both those teams are fading. So the Seahawks have everything to play for, and the Jets, nothing. They're a terrible organization. They're a complete mess. I don't think anybody on that team is going to be up to play this game, and I like the Seahawks a lot better here.
All right, you like the Seahawks, Loud Esmond. So does Cam. I lean with them. I haven't made up my mind yet. I lean with them, but I know it's going to be tricky. Even though the Jets do suck, it's the Jets have a good defense, so it's going to be a low scoring game. They're both going to battle. Field goal kicking will be important in this game, but I don't have. I can't. I'm not betting on the Jets. I'll tell you that. All right, Loud. We got a couple of minutes with you here, Loud. So, what else are you looking at in college or NFL? What do you like holiday weekend?
Oregon State, Boise State, JT went out of that game at Wyoming, and then the offense completely stopped, and then he came back like Superman and won the game for them. The coach is saying that he's going to be a full go for this game against the Oregon State Beavers. It concerns me a little bit that their offense could do nothing without him on the field, but Oregon's offensive line is kind of a mess. Boise has the better defense. Oregon only scores about 23 points a game. Boise State, 41. It's Boise minus 18.5, and it's at Boise, early game on Friday. I don't love that 18.5 spread, but I'm leaning Boise State there. Oklahoma State is absolutely terrible. They go to play Colorado, also an early game on Friday, noon Eastern start. Colorado took that horrible loss against Kansas. Kansas just beat them up all over their field. Deion called out the team in his press conference after the game for being soft. And I think they are going to come into this game raring. They're going to have a tough week of practice. Deion's going to go old school on them, have them ready for this game. I've got a pick of Colorado -17 in this game, but a parlay for you that I like. Travis Hunter, 2+ TDs. Travis Hunter, over 99.5 receiving yards. Shedeur Sanders, over 3.5 touchdowns. He's done it 3 times this season already, scoring 4 touchdowns in a game. So that would be a +383 parlay.
Going in on the Colorado Buffaloes. It is their final home game, so it'll be Hunter's last game, Shedeur Sanders' last home game. If they can run the score up, they will. Boise State, interesting game against Oregon State. I don't know if you guys watched it, but Oregon State and Washington State last week, just a pure freaking track meet. And one thing with Boise, we've seen, as you stated, even when Genty's been in the lineup loud, Boise State have been playing in quite a few close games over the last month or so. I think, you know, the pressure starting to catch up to them. Of, you know, they know they can't screw up. I think they're playing a little bit too safe at times. Loud, where can people find you online?
Brand new exciting site with a bunch of pickers that you know, handicappers. It's called hitthepick.com, hitthepick.com. It'll launch this weekend.
All right, I can't wait. Tweet it out, and we'll definitely repost the links. Look forward to the website. Look forward to having you guys on. Loud, it's always a pleasure, my man.
Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, it looks like the Lakers are going to lose an NBA Cup game for the first time. We mushed it. 9-0. They're getting smoked. 101-78 right now. Speaking of getting smoked, Auburn are off to a great start against the Tar Heels. 23-12 for the Auburn Tigers, currently 11.5 right now. In-game totals, 173.5. So high scoring as expected at Auburn, rolling early. We are on Rutgers, and Rutgers are down 9 right now to Notre Dame. Notre Dame are leading 24-15 with 6 minutes left. All right, so we're going to be on Thursday night for the Green Bay Packers and the Miami Dolphin game. We'll be on tomorrow night with the Wednesday crew. With Brady Cannon, Paul Bovey, Ian Cameron. So we'll have a ton of football picks tomorrow night. But there'll be no NHL hockey on Thursday, Cam. There's a million NHL games tomorrow before we get you out of here. Anything you see in the NHL, you're going to be betting on tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't want to sound this as a homer pick, but the Toronto Maple Leafs are getting 28 cents against the Florida Panthers, and they're playing great hockey right now. As for the Panthers, all those long series games have really, really hurt them. I know this is a leap of faith, but the Kings got blown out by the San Jose Sharks 7-2. I like coming back to them in an angry mood against the Winnipeg Jets. I was wrong about the Jets when they played Minnesota, but I'll take two dogs. Give me the Kings plus 112 and the Leafs plus 128.
And we'll be live tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern. And there's actually four NHL games that start at 10 o'clock or later tomorrow. Ducks Kraken in Seattle. Vegas and Colorado in Denver. That's a spirited rivalry between the two of them. The Winnipeg Jets at the LA Kings tomorrow night. And the Ottawa Senators. First time on the West Coast. The Ottawa Senators are in the Bay Area to take on the San Jose Sharks. All right, so we've got a new segment, and I look forward to seeing the graphics where I'm the judge, jury, and executioner because the verdict is in. So we had another week of the college football playoff rankings that have been released this week, and it seems that the closer we get to the college football playoffs, the more anticlimactic it actually becomes. Because I know everybody just can't wait to watch Indiana and Penn State play, right? I mean, seriously, everybody can't wait to watch Arizona State take on Ohio State. This is, if you looked at this, this just looks like a bad Saturday afternoon card, let alone something that we're all supposed to be, oh my God, I can't believe this. And there was no need to tinker with it, right? Four teams was fine. There needs to be some sort of commitment to excellence. Not, oh, you know what, we have three losses, but look at our strength of schedule and look at this and that and everything else in between. We live in an era right now where everything always got to get easier. Let's add more teams. Let's make the tournament more inclusive, right? Let's add more wild cards. Let's add a play-in tournament. It's not fair. Does, you know, when people talk about this stuff, it sounds nice in theory. But the whole point is to actually have the best teams, right? The best teams win. And how do you accomplish that? Whoever loses the least, basically, against in a real conference. Yet you look at this college football playoff format, which we're in the first year of, so we'll give them, hey, let them figure it out. But, like, does anybody really believe that the Boise State Broncos are the fourth best team in the country? The Miami Hurricanes lost to Georgia Tech. They didn't fall. Because, oh, they're gonna, if they win the ACC, then, you know, they have to be ranked third. It's ridiculous, right? The Indiana Hoosiers and the Penn State Nittany Lions are both lucky to both be in this thing because they both haven't played anybody all year. And now, ironically enough, if they played each other, they'd actually advance somehow in this thing. You know what? I don't have a problem with putting all the conference winners in. That's the way it should be. And then you want to have the wild cards? I don't have a problem with that either. I don't think we ever should have changed. Hell, I was fine with a BCS. But the four-team format was actually pretty good. And, it, you know, you had the four best teams in here all the time. Are these really the best teams in college football? And now we got this stupid bracket that's going to favor some teams more than other teams. Like, does the Boise State Broncos, if you win the Mountain West, does that mean you deserve to have a bye in the college football playoffs? Like, seriously, is this what we're doing? And as I stated, it sounds all good in theory. Oh, you know what? We'll have an expanded college football playoff, and it'll be all great. It's like, really? Does anybody care? You really want to watch Indiana and Penn State play? Like, seriously. Like, you know, Georgia and Tennessee. Is this what it's about? So what? We're going to have, like, teams play each other for the third time in the same season? And out of regular season games and all these rivalry games don't mean anywhere near as much. The verdict is in. A new college football playoff format sucks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.